Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Martin Guptill's century helped New Zealand recover from the loss of two wickets in the first over of their run chase to overhaul England's modest total of 227 for 9, with more than three overs to spare at Lord's to win the first one-day international by five wickets. England struggled after being put into bat in bowler-friendly conditions, and Jonathan Trott top-scored with just 37, as Tim Southee took three wickets and Mitchell McLenaghan and Nathan McCullum two apiece. Gupta was then unbeaten on 103, and Ross Taylor hit 54 to anchor New Zealand's successful run chase. Triumphant returns from injury for batsmen JP Duminy and Faf du Plessis boosted South Africa before they wrapped up an 84-run win over the Netherlands in their one-day international in Amstelveen. Duminy hammered 150 not out and du Plessis was unbeaten on 62 as the Proteas smashed 341 for 3 before the Netherlands closed on 257 for 9 in reply. The hosts were able to bat out their 50 overs thanks to opener Eric Swarzinski's 98 and Peter Boren's 48, but Robin Peterson took 4 wickets to see the Proteas to a comprehensive win. England fast bowlers Stuart Broad and Stephen Finn were this morning ruled out of the first two ODIs against New Zealand with knee and shin injuries respectively. Broad bruised his right knee during the second test against New Zealand at Headingley, while Finn suffered shin soreness, and both players will be reassessed next week as their fitness ahead of the third and final match at Trent Bridge is ascertained. England had already drafted in Jay Dernbach as cover for Tim Bresnan, whose wife is expected to give birth at some point during the series, leaving England short of three of their most potent attacking bowlers. England have responded to losing Broad, Finn and potentially Bresnan by calling up Irish capped Warwickshire quickman Boyd Rankin. Rankin has played 37 ODIs and 15 2020 internationals for Ireland, but he made his debut for England Lions 2 years ago and chose to focus on playing for Warwickshire and England earlier this year.